Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Been a little while. Great to hear your voice again.
No, thank you, Mike. Good to be on with you and Charlie.
Chris, before we get into baseball, I'll ask you a couple football questions. Whatever it is, spring practice or the spring game or whatever. But I think the encouraging thing is what we're seeing or what we're hearing off the edge and the ability to match up maybe quicker players up front. At the defensive end or at linebacker position, we'll get weeks and everybody back, by the time the season starts. But it's been the pickups of the offseason at defensive end that I think have really been the talk this spring, and Jack Pyburn and what he's been able to do. You got a young man from Nebraska. We see the development of Dominic McKinley and, you know, certain other guys that were here a year ago. That has to be music to the ears of Brian Kelly, because what at one time was a strength. Marlon Favorite always said, Mike, man, we were one time rotating 11 defensive linemen. 11, and we were fighting for that time. It looks as though, while it's not there yet, there is some encouraging parts to this.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I think that was the biggest takeaway, you know, as you said. I mean, I think that was the biggest storyline, was the addition of, you know, new coach up front, the additions, Plyburn and the others that they were able to bring in. Again, along with, you know, I think, you know, you look over the last 2 years, I think offensively LSU could match with just about anybody. But, you know, you don't want to be, you know, week after week after week just simply having to outscore people. I mean, the SEC, as you know and everybody knows, way too talented to hang your hat on that and hope that it works out every Saturday. So, you know, there's obviously been a push to improve the defense. And I think that was the biggest storyline. I mean, not to think that, you know, they're not really concerned about replacing some of the weapons they lost on offense, but I think, you know, the cupboard, the known entities in that cupboard probably a lot better, and it starts obviously with Garrett Nussmeier. I think defense was a focus for, you know, Coach Kelly, Coach Baker, the entire defensive staff. I think you saw an improvement from, you know, the year before last year, still not where they want it to be, but yeah, I think without question that's, and I think that will continue, Mike, to be honest with you. I think that'll be the focus once, you know, you get through the summer months and you start fall camp. I think everybody's going to say, okay, we feel pretty comfortable even with two offensive coordinators, you know, two different offensive coordinators since Coach Kelly has been here. We feel comfortable that we're going to be able to go toe-to-toe with most teams offensively. Where are we at defensively? And I think that narrative will continue through the fall. And it will be something that everybody's watching from week one all the way through the end of the season. But I think the at least the initial reports are that they have moved once again, like last year, in the right direction. And, I've always said, when it comes to a team and how good the team's going to be, you got to have great coaches. You got to have a great scheme. But ultimately, you got to have guys that can go out there and make plays. And I think LSU has done a really good job with those young players, getting them some action last year and even some of the younger guys the year before. And then you go add what you need. I think LSU's close to where Coach Kelly wants to be in the sense that we're not having to overhaul the entire, position group out of the transfer portal, but yet go find the pieces that can really enhance it along with the guys we already have. And I think we're there. We'll find out.
The other part about it is last year, and not until late when Chris Hilton finally got healthy, and then he had a shaky comeback from the injury. But my thing is, I told this to Charlie a lot. Speed never had a bad day in its life. Never.
Mm-mm.
And now you got Chris Hilton and Berrion Brown coming in from Kentucky. First thing I do, if I'm Nussmeier, the first snap, man, I'll launch one out there. And I might not complete it, but I'm going to put that in the back of your head all game long, that I'm going to test you deep. And we didn't see that. And just because that player wasn't really on the roster until Chris got back healthy. And then when he got back, he took a couple of missteps and he got an earful from Coach Kelly about it. But we saw late, he was able to bounce back, play well. Berrion Brown's another guy. He's going to run guys out their socks. He's that fast.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference. I mean, I think I said it week in and week out. People would ask, what's missing in this LSU offense or what's the next step? And, it really was the ability to stretch the field. I thought we had really good possession receivers. I thought there were guys that, obviously in an intermediate route could make one guy miss. But again, you're taking on SEC defenses week in and week out that also have speed on the defensive side. They may not, those corners and safeties may not have the best hands in the world, but they certainly got good feet and good legs. and you just weren't able to really, again, stretch that defense. And I'm with you. I would love to see on the opening play at Little Death Valley over in Clemson to open the season. I'd love to see the first play be one chug deep. And again, if you get it, that's great. If you don't, again, they have to respect the fact that it any moment you can do that. And I think defenses, as weeks went by, as everybody saw, I think they were able to cheat and say, look, we'll if they get one over the top, we'll live with it, but we don't think they will. And until they do, we'll just keep pushing everything up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris, hopping a little bit to baseball here. I wanted to ask you about Jacob Myers and what you've seen from him the last couple outings here. Listen, like, when you have guys emerging on the mound, and you've had it throughout SEC play, especially out of the bullpen with like Zach Cowan and Kason Evans, who have been fantastic, but you're wondering who's going to be the third piece to kind of emerge out of that bullpen. We got the news about Gavin Guidry potentially having season-ending back surgery, which is unfortunate. But Jacob Myers, who Mike knows, the former ace of the Nicholls State Colonels staff for the past couple of years, he's always had a great fastball, electric stuff, but the issue's been command. And we talked with Joe Healy about this leading into the season, that he could serve a really strong bullpen role if he can just throw strikes. That's been an issue for him at times this year. I mean, in his first six innings pitched, he had one hit allowed, but he gave up four runs. How does that happen? 12 walks in six innings. Now, in the last two games that he's popped out against Auburn and McNeese, no walks in either performance, two strikeouts in both performances, and a majority of strikes. So I think, you know, maybe if he's starting to find something on the mound a little bit for LSU, that he could be a key third piece out of the bullpen for the Tigers.
Well, I mean, you got to find it. I mean, you got to have it. I mean, it's nice to know that you can rely on Zach and Kason, and they've been as reliable as they have been. But you see what happens. You know, you go through a weekend like this past weekend at Auburn where the offense really was the issue. It certainly wasn't pitching. And obviously Jacob Myers and Maverick Rizzi and Cooper Williams, the Connors, Connor Ware, Connor Benjamin, all those guys really held the rope, as Skip Bertman would say. They went out there and they did their job. Again, that's one snapshot. It was encouraging to see, you know, those guys again that I mentioned come out last night, albeit no disrespect to McNeese. They got a very good team. I think they'll be in a regional when all is said and done. But it's not what you're going to see on the weekends. But because they took that step to a little closer to consistency, that's the difference. And, you know, Jay has told me multiple times since before the season and then twice during the season when we've talked about Jacob Myers. He said, Chris, when you look at our roster, pitchers, position players, you name it, the guy who has the natural talent that is destined to be in a major league uniform is Jacob Myers. He's just got to get the work done to get that consistency, because he's got God-given gifts that just, there's not a lot of human beings walking around that have that. And, you know, we saw it again last night. And it's just finding the strike zone. And, you know, some of it, I think Jay said, it's a process of teaching not just Myers, but even Maverick Rizzi, who's got a very strong fastball, is to be able to create some run on it. I mean, you can't have a flat fastball. I don't care how hard you throw it. If your fastball is flat in the SEC, you're going to give up hits and you're going to give up runs. Both of Maverick and to me, Jacob, have a lot of life on their fastball. Now they just got to hit the strike zone. And it's okay if contact is made, because you're relying on eight guys behind you that are pretty good at their positions. But, you know, you start walking guys and hitting batters, you know, that's going to kind of come back to bite you, especially in a league like this. So, yeah, I mean, I think that makes all the difference in the world. You look at that 2023 team, you know, at this point of the season, you know, we all knew that Riley Cooper was the guy that Jay relied on, whether it was early relief, middle relief, not necessarily closing, but he did at times. And then as you got towards the regional, super regional, and then on to Omaha for that nearly 2-week stretch, I mean, you started to see other guys, you know, kind of fill in, and that maybe in March or April, you kind of scratch your head and go, oh, I don't even want to see this guy come out of the pen again. And I think, you know, Doug Thompson and I talked about it on the broadcast last night with a guy like William Smith. I mean, the guy turned down professional baseball to get the college experience. It'd be great if he could come in and be Paul Skenes his first time out on the mound. But that's a little unfair to William. You're just wanting to see William, along with Jacob, with Maverick, with the Connors, each guy that comes in there, you know they have good stuff. They wouldn't be wearing an LSU uniform if they didn't have talent. We just need to see them take steps forward each and every time they hit the mound. And the good news is, I think over the last couple of weeks, where maybe we didn't see it a lot in the first month plus of the season, I think you're starting to see that. And goodness knows, those guys that I mentioned that pitched over the weekend, when they were able to hold or had to hold Zach and Kason till the final game, they got that to me, even though you lose three and nobody wants to lose three, to me, that was the takeaway, is that, okay, we got more baseball games to play. And the fact that they got that experience and performed the way they did, I think is going to bode well for the Tigers as we get deeper into the season. Because let's face it, we just finished the first half of the SEC race. So, you know, we've got, you know, another 15 games to go. And if those guys continue to take those steps, yeah, you're going to have a bullpen that nobody wants to deal with.
And like you mentioned, I mean, you get swept at Auburn, but you're still 10-5 in SEC play. And the magic number typically for a top eight national seed in the SEC is around 20 wins. If you can just replicate, you know, what you've done in the first half of SEC play, and I know it's going to be difficult. You host Alabama, then you host Tennessee. You go on the road to a Texas A&M team that's completely resurged. And then you host Arkansas, and then you travel and finish the year at South Carolina. But really, they're in a good spot. And the SEC is brutal. Like, the trip up was always going to happen. Auburn's a good team. Getting swept, you know, I watched the D1 Baseball Nerdcast earlier today, and they kind of, their projection right now is that 13 teams from the SEC are going to make the field of 64. Sounds a lot like college hoops, but, you know, we all know how dominant the league is in college baseball and has been for some time. But LSU fans really shouldn't panic at this point. I think it's okay. You're in a good spot at 10-5. You just need to get to that top eight national seed.
Yeah, I mean, Auburn's won four of their first five SEC series. They got swept by Georgia. That's why it was shocking to me when we arrived on the plains last week. I was like, man, this is a 6-6 team. How do you do that? But then you got to go do the math and you figure out, well, they won three of their first four series. So like when LSU takes a sweep in SEC play, you think the sky is falling. And then you come back and you take a look at things and you realize, you know, they had 38 fly ball outs to 17 ground outs. That's a little more than 2-1. They didn't get on base. Auburn, credit their pitching staff. They came into the weekend one of the worst. I think they were 11th or 12th in the SEC in team ERA. But they did a good job. I mean, Sam Dutton, you got to tip your cap. I mean, he controlled the zone. He kept his pitches low. He got LSU, you know, kind of swinging golf style, and that's resulted in 38 pop-outs over a three-game series. But then you come in Monday and you take a look at what LSU has done. It's kind of what Jay and I said Monday night on the coaches show. I mean, LSU's in a good spot here. They're a top five in virtually every offensive statistic in the SEC. First in a number, second in a number. I mean, they lead the league in doubles. That, to me, I mean, I give Auburn a ton of credit. The one thing I noticed, because they moved the press box there. We're kind of down the first baseline. Didn't have a good vantage point, guys, on what was on the plate and what was on the corners just because of the angle. But we could tell that they kept the pitches low. I mean, they didn't try to get them to chase a lot of high stuff. Occasionally they did. But, I mean, there were a lot of knee strikes and under-knee called balls all weekend long. And you just got to say, hey, Auburn got it done. But LSU is in a pretty good spot, you know, halfway through the SEC race. And while they do have ranked teams coming in starting tomorrow with Alabama, and then they'll take on a very good Tennessee team, arguably the best team in the country, and eventually Arkansas, I mean, you got three of those final five at home and, you know, in front of the best college baseball fans in the country. And, you know, the first three out of your first five were on the road. So, yeah, LSU's in a great spot. There's no need, as I tell people all the time, Jay Johnson makes me laugh because he has no panic button, doesn't know of one, doesn't have one, and doesn't need one. He knows this team has played well. And to be honest with you, they really hadn't faced any adversity until this past weekend. And sometimes that's a good thing.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your insights. I got to tell you this, though. I have a couple of neighbors of mine. They got the game on, sound off, and I can almost hear your voice from my house. They got that damn radio so loud, but, man, that deal is, I got to hear Chris Blair on the call. So, man, that's a two thumbs up on that.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry you have to do that. Please tell them to turn it down.
No, I can't tell that to these guys because they ain't gonna do it. I know that. Chris, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of the week.
All right. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.